And here we are, the Bromley Buzz podcast, and I'm talking to Lorraine Spenceley. And yeah, we're on Zoom this afternoon. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And we're talking about theatre today because you have something coming up rather imminently.
I am the founder and the director of artistic director of Creative Curve Theatre Company, which was founded in 2014. And we started off with a production called Brandy, which we took to Edinburgh. And then COVID hit, and we did some recording. We did some recording, recorded productions, like the Blitzhurst Story and the Women of Waterloo for the Waterloo Festival. And then last year, we did The Woman He Lived With, which was about the Burke and Hare murders. And now we're doing Non-Such Stuff, which is about Shakespeare's women give their point of view and what they feel has happened to them and what's not told in Shakespeare's plays.
Well, one of the reasons I like this, apart from that I love Shakespeare myself, is I'm a massive fan, having seen it once and going again in July, of the musical Six. Of course, you've got the Eighth and the historical ladies there. That they're telling things from their point of view and not Henry VIII.
Yes, this is very much like that. It's the women are telling things from their point of view and not Shakespeare's point of view, because Shakespeare has a habit of getting rid of his women on stage very quickly, or they come back in trousers.
Do you have a Desdemona?
No, we don't. Juliet, Lady Macbeth, Ophelia, Kate, Portia, Miranda, and Marina.
Right, just to get to a point here, where is it and when is it? And what's it called? Well,
it's called Non-Such Stuff, and it's on the 16th of March, 3:30, at West Wickham Theatre Trust, which some people may know as Theatre 62.
Yes, I certainly do know it as Theatre 62, on Corkscrew Hill, as it's called in West Wickham. Yes, in fact, I trod the boards there myself before Christmas as Widow Twankey, a fact I don't refer to very often. and I'm going to move swiftly on from that one because, I was a woman for that occasion myself. So, have you done productions in Bromley hitherto?
Yes. The Woman He Lived With was at Theatre 62, and I also have directed under the Theatre 62 banner. Mother Said I Never Should, and Experiment with an Air Pump.
Yeah, it is a really fantastic little community facility down there, isn't it?
With absolutely. You know, it's. I wish more people would go there. It certainly needs to be supported. I think what's happened that since COVID, it's been a slow drip back to the theatre.
Yes, people are coming back. And one of the things there is I need to have a word with the ladies, not to mention the men, of Old Bacamians, because they're the local rugby club that play in the fields down below the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
And Bacamians ladies did a naked calendar to fundraise for their new premises. I haven't collected my copy yet. So, Shakespeare's women, just how much do they have to say?
A lot. It's Shakespeare's women as probably people wouldn't expect Shakespeare's women. I mean, Juliet is not the lovelorn teenager that's written in the play. She's a feisty, quite horny adolescent with far too many hormones. Is the inference that Regan has been abused by Lear. Portia is very feisty. She feels aggrieved that she can't use her brains in legal matters when she's actually won the case in Merchant of Venice, and so on.
Yes, and you haven't mentioned, presumably because it's not part of the show, one of the greatest female figures in all of theatre, Lady Macbeth.
Lady Macbeth is in it.
Ah, good. I missed that earlier.
But she has been... I've set it in a wine bar, Because I actually felt that that's the sort of place where women come together in a safe haven and share confidences and concerns. And Lady Macbeth is a rather, oh, how can I explain her? Rather feisty wine bar hostess, you know, the waitress. And I've done it in a way that Regan and Lady Macbeth don't really like each other very much, because Regan, given the circumstances, could easily be the Queen of England. And Lady Macbeth, given the circumstances, could quite easily be the Queen of Scotland. And at the time, the two countries really didn't like each other, from the sort of like the really up and up until the 17th century, where Queen Anne did the lot, you know, join the countries.
Interesting. Have you, this may vary according to character, but are we going to be seeing them after the events of the Shakespeare's play, presuming they're still alive at the end of said plays, or in isolation from or earlier in their careers?
It's after. You have to suspend your disbelief, because Ophelia is technically dead, because she drowned herself. And several of the others came to quite nasty ends. I mean, Lady Macbeth, no, though it is dead, though it's never said in the play. So you do have to suspend your disbelief in this.
By the way, one of the theatrical traditions is with Macbeth, you call it the Scottish play and don't actually mention the name of the play in advance to it in case anyone gets bad luck. Is that being observed for this?
No. It's because it isn't Macbeth, the play, and we're not saying the actual words of Macbeth, because apparently Shakespeare took the words from a black mass. Some of the from the witches, what the witches say, were actually words in a black mass. So it's considered very unlucky. And you don't say the last line in Macbeth until the actual first performance.
Interesting. I never understood what the background of that was, and now I do. Yeah. Can you tell me something about your cast?
The cast are, most of them have done some sort of theatrical training, but the profession being what it is, they can't find work, or they can't find constant work, and they have to earn a living, you know, pay the rent, buy food, all the mundane stuff that people do. So they have everyday jobs, and then they do their theatrical performances in the evening at weekends.
Well, it's interesting you use the term amateur there, because
please don't use
no,
that.
No. I'm saying this for a point. The point being, I've seen the productions of the Matchbox Theatre at St Francis Church, also West Wycombe. I've seen Theatre 62, multiple productions there. And not only does the Theatre 62 have a rather amazing technical room with all the sound equipment and things, but the actual quality of the productions and the ability to the cast to be pretty much word perfect is stunning. That is as getting on towards as good as any professional stuff I see.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of professional stuff, and some of it has been absolutely dire. And I've seen, and I won't say amateur because I really don't like that word, but people who have done it without getting equity rates, without being paid.
Mm.
And the productions have been fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well, I think this one will be one to look forward to, because I certainly am. Yes, we've talked about Theatre 62, how important that is. Do you have anything else up your sleeve for Theatre 62 and your own theatrical productions?
I've got to survive this one at a time. I'll have a think once it's done. I can only focus on one. But the Creative Curve Theatre Company, its sort of ethos is of telling history from a woman's perspective. It's her story rather than history. Hence, we've done Brandy, we've done The Woman He Lived With, The Women of Waterloo. And I'm always on the lookout for new writing. So if there's someone out there who would like to write me something from to do with women and women in history, I'm very much open to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that might be literally a collaboration between myself, Sarah Marsh Collins, digital marketing lady with Babel Monkey, because she sent me a copy of Invisible Women. I don't know if you've come across that book, but it talks about how invisible women have been in history, how terrible this is, and that something should be done about it. And, you know, the answer are good as place as any.
Well, it can't have all been childcare and embroidery, surely. I mean, they must, although they weren't at the forefront, or they weren't acknowledged to be at the forefront, they must have wielded some power, especially when the men went away on crusades or wars or something like that. You know, the country must have didn't run itself. Harvest still got gathered. Taxes were still collected. The merchants still brought in goods and they were distributed. The country didn't come to a standstill because the men are at war or away.
No. That audio in the version I'm listening to it, but cannot be recommended highly enough. And you've got things there that are like some now quite famous lady authors who are basically publishing under men's names because that's the only way they're going to get read.
Mm. There's a history of that, isn't there, with George Eliot and several others.
Yes, indeed. It's not great at all. Talking of great, though, Theatre 62 is also a home of somebody I really like, Mercedes Yearly, who is known for doing well-being through drama. And indeed, she introduced Thus Bless Her, which I'm very pleased about. And Quest Soul Theatre does a good deal in the community and is participating with Radfield Home Care in the Connections Cafe every month.
Yeah.
She wouldn't happen to be in this production, would she? I suspect not, because she's too busy. But
No, not this one. I did try to get her into this production, but she is far too busy. She actually was in The Woman He Lived With. She did the monologue for that, and she was excellent, absolutely excellent. And there's a lot of reciprocation between us. I sometimes help with Soul Quest, and has been involved in Creative Curve Theatre Company. So we have worked closely together, and hopefully we will do in the future.
I'm sure you will. And one other thing I don't think's been mentioned yet, you're also associated with another theatre that's not far from Bromley.
South London Theatre,
Would you like to tell us a little bit about South London Theatre and where that is?
South London Theatre is in West Norwood, and it's a converted fire station. It does some excellent productions. It was closed for a couple of years for a major, major refit. And now it's got its really state of the art. The building before was falling apart, and they've done a wonderful job in renovating it. It's a really good place.
Excellent. Well, that one will be another one to get myself across to in due course.
In South London, there's a lot of very good community theatres doing a lot of very good work within the community. And, you know, I just wish they were a bit more supported sometimes.
Well, that's one of the purposes of the Bromley Buzz podcast, at least the ones within reach of us we talk about a lot. So from the largest we have here, Churchill Theatre, just not far from it at all, Bromley Little Theatre, which is very community-minded. Then we've got Bridge House Theatre in Penge, which is really excellent.
Yes.
We've got Theatre 62, which we're talking about here. We've got amateur dramatic groups as well. So you've got the Chelsfield Players, who we see from time to time. The Farnborough Dramatic Association, that's another one around here. I'm sure I'm missing some people out. I know that there were the Chislehurst Imps, I believe they were called, and I'd spoken to somebody the other day that said they might be doing a production again. And there will be more, but one thing I can say is that your production at Theatre 62 very imminently. A link to it is on the Bromley Buzz .uk What's On website as we speak, so people can find it and purchase tickets there. And in fact, I was looking at the link that I took me to earlier on. So ticket source/what's-on/west. I won't go through all of that. Go to the Bromley Buzz website. You'll get to it easily enough. But it says, not such stuff. Wickham Theatre Trust, 16th of March, Saturday, and refers to it as being a series of interwoven soliloquies in which Shakespeare's female characters have the chance to address their lot in their own words without the help of a male quill. Each character relives pivotal moments seeking to unburden themselves of things over which they had no control. And it's by an author called Chris Wind, incidentally. So one final question for me, though, is what have you enjoyed seeing in theatre in down the years or recently yourself? My opening gambit on that one, and particularly after you're talking about women's voices, Merchant of Venice, 1936, Tracy Ann Oberman as Shylock, was absolutely stunningly wonderful. So that's my one.
Oh, I see so much that's good. I really can't put my finger on. I saw something years and years and years ago in Stratford East, and it was called Township, and it was by a visiting South African company. I mean, I'm going back over 20 years ago, and it was about life in the townships in South Africa, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. It sticks with me now, how good it was.
Yes, so we can look forward to Not Such Stuff coming very soon, 16th of March. And I will be down there and I'll be talking about it on the Bromley Buzz after we've seen it as well, because, like I say, I think it's going to be great and interesting. And, you know, one thing that people forget is the power of the arts. I was reminded of that very recently. The post office scandal, the payments to masters and all of that, had been dragging on for years, and they came up with a very compelling TV drama about that. And suddenly the Prime Minister is trembling in his chair in the House of Commons about it, because that has captivated people so much. Theatre may or may not have similar powers, but you're giving women a voice in Bromley on the 16th, and I can't wait.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My pleasure.